I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a woman from Falmouth who's joined a community-supported agriculture program, or CSA, for locally grown beans and grains.
Every winter around this time, Andrea Thorold stocks her pantry, but she doesn't do it at the store. Instead, she drives 3 hours to western Massachusetts to pick up approximately 100 pounds of grains and beans to see her family through the year. She first joined the CSA when it started in 2010, and ever since, she's been learning to store, process, and cook with the different staple crops that she gets with her share.
We have a variety of items here. There's a couple different types of dried dent corn.
Andrea's standing in front of the closet where she stores her share. The shelves are filled with loose-lidded glass storage jars and stocked with grains and beans in a variety of beautiful colors.
And then I think I'm up to maybe 3 or 4 varieties of wheat. We have buckwheat. There is emmer, or some people call it farro, barley, rye, and then a whole bunch of different kinds of beans.
And have you found favorites? Are there some things that always run out first?
Oats run out very early.
When we hear oats, most of us picture rolled oats like you get in granola. But the oats Andrea's talking about are oat groats, which are the grains in their whole form.
So that's oatmeal. We'll crack that, more like the steel-cut oat type. And oatmeal, it's a winter staple for sure.
Andrea says corn also disappears quickly, ground into cornmeal for cornbread, polenta, and occasionally tortillas. And the wheats are great for traditional baked goods. Spelt, a more unusual wheat variety, is also one of her favorites.
One of the things that I read about spelt is that it can often be used in the same way that you use all-purpose flour, so it's a much lighter wheat variety, so that's how we tend to use it. If there's something that I really think probably needs an all-purpose, I will use spelt in its place.
And what about the bean varieties?
We have quite a few different ones. We have pinto beans, which I like to make and do our own refried beans. You can fry that up as quickly as opening a can, basically. Black beans, which is definitely another staple for us. There are so many different ways to do that. And they're also very kid-friendly, which is what I like about a lot of the things we have. Red kidney beans we tend to use a lot as well in soups and chilies. And then every year we get some different kinds, whether they're yellow-eyed beans or the red soldier beans, different things like that.
So you cook them and then freeze them and then have them ready to go?
I do. I find that convenience is very helpful. I, try to plan ahead, but we all have lives that are going in different directions, and knowing that there are things ready in the freezer makes it so much easier. And if you're going to cook beans, you might as well cook a really big pot.
There have definitely been some challenges. For instance, the first year, Andrea didn't own a grain grinder, so she had to figure out how to use everything whole. And a few grains, like rye and unhulled buckwheat, have been sitting in her closet for a while. But she says that's all been part of the learning curve, both for her as a CSA member and for the CSA itself.
And one of the things that's been really interesting with the way this grain share has progressed and the changes that they've made over time is now it's customizable and you can actually choose the amounts that you want. So if I look at my supplies and say, wow, I really do have enough corn left over this year, I can decrease the amount of that in the coming year and maybe increase wheat or spelt or something like that. So it's really become much more user-friendly, honestly.
Members can now also choose to pick up their grain already ground or their oats rolled instead of whole. Andrea says a full share is equal to about 2 bushel baskets of grain and beans and is just the right amount to last about a year for her family of 3. If there's extra, the grains can be stored whole for as long as 7 years. So Andrea uses a countertop mill to grind her grains as needed instead of choosing to get them already ground. Overall, she says the CSA has changed her cooking habits for the better.
I never was a person that really cooked with whole grains, and because I had so many that first year without a way to grind them, I started to investigate that and found that I really loved grain salads and something that's so easy to put together. I don't even really have a recipe. You know, you have some whole grains, maybe a vinaigrette, throw in a couple of different kind of vegetables, maybe an avocado, something like that, and you can make a really wonderful dish. I'm surprised that there are things that I wouldn't have cooked before that are now things that I love to do.
It sounds delicious, doesn't it? For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a recipe for a whole oat, black bean, and veggie salad spiked with cilantro and lime right on our website at capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to learn more about the grain and bean CSA Andrea Thorold is a part of. This Local Food Report is edited by Jay Ellison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.